OTC is go.
Agapus is go.
CTC is go.
Copy, S is go.
Houston flight is go.
Pilot go.
STM is go.
Safety comms is go.
STU is go.
LRD is go.
SRO is go.
CDI is go.
Launch director, NTD, our launch team is ready to proceed at this time.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Site Patriots has a message for liberals and the mainstream media.
You can't handle the truth.
So buckle up, snowflakes, because we're about to deliver the politically direct best in conservative commentary, news, and investigative reports. We're telling the truth, and we're not gonna stop. Okay, liberals, back under the bridge with the rest of your fellow trolls, and oh yeah, thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots.
They are special, special people
on RSPRadio1.com. Welcome to Right Side Patriots on RSPRadio1.com. Craig Andreessen at the National Patriot, Diane Sorey at the Patriot Factor. It's Friday night, 21st of April. Welcome to it. Hello, Diane.
Hello, Craig, and how are you today?
Well, I'm a little confused, I got to admit.
About what?
Well, you know, I some of our listeners know because we talk about it every once in a while. I do news for the Twister Radio here in my area, and we do Nebraska and South Dakota news. Well, up in South Dakota, they recently adopted, as law, medical marijuana. Okay? Mm-hmm. I don't have, you know, a problem with people that need medical marijuana, but I have a problem with the people that own the medical marijuana dispensaries.
Okay.
Are there any people anywhere in this country that own a medical marijuana dispensary that has not been named so as to attract nothing but potheads?
I know.
I think
the problem with it. They opened up a can of worms when they legalized medical marijuana. I've seen it work in some friends of mine who have cancer. It's a great thing. But that opened up the worm, you know, of anybody who wants it. Well, they should have somehow put it in a different category from recreational. They're too overlapped.
You know, now, you mentioned, you know, opening a can of worms. Now, if you're opening a bait shop for fishermen, that would be a great name. You know, where are you going before you go fishing? Down to the can of worms.
Oh, okay.
Right? Okay, but these medical marijuana places, at least up in South Dakota, and I'm not making this up, there's one called Wacky Weed.
Okay.
There's one called Puffies. Okay, why do they name them as something that would directly attract potheads? You know, why not the medical marijuana apothecary, or just the apothecary. I mean, you know, why not name it something that normal people who need medical marijuana for to alleviate pain or symptoms of, let's say, chemo or something, you know,
right,
where those people would feel that it's okay to go in there. You know, if
why
you're a normal person.
You don't even need a separate store for that. Regular pharmacies should be carrying it for these patients.
Yeah, regular pharmacies don't want anything to do with it.
I know, because it might put them out of business, because it does work.
Now, there's a place up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. It's part of the Wacky Weed. It's, you know, one of theirs. And apparently, they're in a lawsuit now because they found mold growing in THC syrup.
Okay.
All right. Now,
so if your disease doesn't kill you, the supposed thing you're taking to alleviate symptoms with mold in it might.
Exactly. Now, So I had to look it up because I have no idea. Do you know what THC syrup is used for?
I would assume something to do with cancer symptoms, maybe. I don't know.
That's what I thought. But the answer is no. It is a sweetener for drinks. It's like if you have tea and you want it a little sweeter and you want a little THC with your sweetness, that's what you put a few drops of THC syrup in it.
No, that's ridiculous.
I know it is, but you know what I'm saying is if you go to a place called Puffy's to get sweetener for your coffee or your tea, and it has mold in it, you should not be one bit surprised. That's all I'm saying.
Did they ever hear of sugar or sugar substitutes?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, the name Puffy's is going to attract nothing but potheads.
Right.
Exactly. It's, you know, the name Wacky Weed is going to attract nothing but potheads.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's just the way it is. And I think this one was Wacky Weed. I think that was one of theirs. It was Wacky
Weed. Well, I don't think they ever should have legalized recreational marijuana.
I kind of agree with you on that. But it's just something that every time I get a story in my news about one of these places, you know, I'm thinking, why would somebody who's not a pothead go there? It's just me. You know, yeah. I don't know. Folks, we got a fun show for you planned tonight. Obviously, it's a Friday night. We like to have a little bit more fun on Friday nights. Tonight is no exception. Let's start with something you and I were watching and very excited about yesterday, the big SpaceX launch.
Yes, that was amazing. It even got off the ground.
It was loud. Holy crap,
very
that was
loud.
The roar. Loud. And you know, the camera position, they had a lot, but one of the camera positions was across the, you know, that little stretch of bay or whatever they want to call it down there on Padre Island. And even that was shaking.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's...
Holy cow.
It was amazing to see that giant, what you used to call a barn silo.
Well, and, you know, in the early days, it did look like a silo because it didn't have the cone-shaped top. It just kind of had a dome on the top of it, just like a big tank with a dome on it, which looks like a grain silo.
Yeah.
You know, now it's morphed a lot since then. It's evolved, since then.
Right.
You know, and this thing, now... I don't know if people are familiar, probably not. I guess it depends on where in the country you live, but the Nebraska State Capitol building is right at 400 feet tall. This thing is taller than the Nebraska State Capitol building. So, you know, and the 33 Raptor engines, and you pointed out something yesterday, Diane, that is really true. It looks so odd because when it's sitting there, it's stainless steel.
Yeah, it's not what we're used to seeing in rockets. It's really a whole different propulsion system, being that it uses methane instead of the hydrogen fuels, and it's very different looking than the rockets we're used to seeing.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a whole different concept. It's a viable concept. It's a concept we need. We always need to have choices. You can't just always have one thing.
Right.
I think it was an amazing attempt. But like you and I discussed earlier, I think he went a little too soon with it.
Yeah, you know, maybe, I don't know. I don't have really a problem with the speed at which he builds and tests things. I figure it's his money. If he wants to blow up a couple of rockets, let him, you know.
Oh, I'm not saying it's a problem because it is his. I'm just saying after everything that happened, I think it might have just gone a little too soon. Like it needed... few more little tweaks, if you will.
Yeah, and I can understand that. You know, and one of the things that SpaceX came out today and said was that, you know, you can try and troubleshoot every contingency while the thing's on the ground, but when you do that, it's only theory. This way, you get to troubleshoot things in practice. Now, that kind of makes weird sense in a way, you know, but the thing got above the launch pad. It flew for about 3 minutes, maybe a few seconds more than 3 minutes before it started to have issues. And then at 4 minutes, they hit the self-destruct button.
Now here, and that's, I'm still not sure what happened. I'm looking at an article up just from a few minutes ago, and it said it went up to 39 kilometers high, then rotated out of control and blew up.
Yes, it blew up.
4 minutes into flight. It's not saying the ground blew it up. I'm still not convinced what it is. Did the ground blow it up or did it blow up? Because different sites are saying different things.
I got my information directly from SpaceX. So I'm hoping they know what they did. You know, and they said that they hit the auto self-destruct button. So, you know, I mean, I can only go by what SpaceX says. And, you know, it had all the hallmarks of that.
I don't want to hear their PR people. I want to hear from Elon what happened.
Okay, I'm going to be chatting with him after the show, and I'll have him call you. If it's okay to pass along your number to Elon Musk, I'll have him call you. You know? And that's, by the way, that is what I call him when we sit down and have lunch. I call him Elon Musk. You know, I don't call him Elon. It's Elon Musk. Just because it has more resonance to it. But, you know, the thing of it is, there were a lot of things about, you know, the 4 minute flight that I found encouraging. You know, for one thing, one of the things anyway, I was wondering, and I think a lot of other people were, the marriage of the first stage to the second stage. You know, how strong was that going to be? Because obviously this is a much bigger, more powerful rocket than anything that's ever been built before. Well, that turned out to be a good, solid marriage.
Yeah. I mean, the structure proved that it could hold up. The engineering aspect of the structure itself very much proved it can hold up, which was a great thing. However, John Innsbrucker, he's the principal interrogation engineer for SpaceX, and he actually, you know, helped build the rocket. He said, obviously what happened was not a nominal situation. In other words, I have a feeling, as much as I wanted it to work 100%, I have a feeling they knew that it wasn't going to.
I think you're right. And the reason I say that is Elon Musk himself said it only had a 50-50 chance of actually getting to orbit. Yeah. I think one of the big pluses was it didn't blow up on the launch pad. It actually got that full thing up in the air.
But 39 kilometers,
Speaking of the launch pad, that amount of thrust did some major damage to the ground under the launch pad. I was looking at photos this afternoon, and there is a giant crater about 15, 20 feet deep under the launch pad, and that was all reinforced concrete. Now, I think I know the answer to how to keep that from happening again, and they need to borrow a page from NASA. What they need to do, instead of having flat ground underneath there, they need to dig and build a blast trench, is what they call it, so that the blast, the force of the thrust, goes down the hole and then kind of angles off to the side and blows out through a trench. I think they need that. Solid ground underneath that much thrust just isn't going to work.
Well, let me tell you something, and these are to the naysayers who, when I posted about the launch, I posted a picture of it blowing up and a comment that's failures sometimes do lead to ultimate success.
Yeah.
The point is, and people need to understand this, everybody thinks that SpaceX is totally a separate entity from NASA. Yes, they're two separate organizations, yet they are working together. Because in case people don't know, the actual launch pad where, if this does go to the moon and everything, is being built as we speak at the Cape.
Right.
There is partnership going on.
Oh, yeah.
It happened with the trenches and the holes that happened in Texas. That will not happen when the ship is launched from the Cape.
Right.
You know, so people need to understand, yeah, they're two separate entities, but NASA and Elon Musk actually do work together on things.
Well, and they're very tight when it comes to that sort of thing, you know.
Right, and I know that as fact.
Yeah. Yes. You know, and so that's all good. You know, just a few seconds into the launch yesterday, I saw a giant yellow flame come out of the bottom of Starship. And I knew something was wrong right then because methane burns blue.
Right.
And that was bright yellow. So that told me it was something other than methane. And my first thought was that it was a hydraulic system that had ruptured. And it was burning off hydraulic fluid. Now, today, today also from SpaceX, I saw that they said that an HPU failed seconds into launch, which caused several of the engines to shut down. Well, so I went looking up what HPU stood for. It's hydraulic pressure unit.
Okay. See, so. these are the things that I was saying, why I thought it went a little too soon, like it needed more refinement, sort of like the O-rings when they ruptured, and we all know
right.
what happened then. Certain parts that you think aren't going to act up, I think are the parts that you really need to concentrate on more.
Well, and you know,
yes, they do. And I, you know why I believe that happened? Because on Remember Monday, when they called off the launch
right.
just minutes before, it was because that area had froze.
Right. A pressure sensor had frozen up, and that was a right. hydraulic pressure sensor.
Exactly. So right. they should not have gone on Thursday. They should have tested that out, gone in there, checked it out, and we might have had a completely successful launch.
Well, they'll get there, you know. But
it was still
exciting to watch, you know. It's going to be a few months before they, you know, stack up another one and go at it again, because I got to repair the underneath the launch pad and, you know, mm-hmm. all that yet. But you know, I tell you, for a first effort of something that most people said would never get off the ground, it got off the ground, you know?
Well, I'm looking, the Artemis launch is coming up in a few months. I'm looking forward to seeing how that turns out.
Yeah, I am too. Yeah.
Because when push comes to shove, these two entities are going to work together.
Yeah, they're going to have to.
To the moon and beyond.
Yeah, they're going to have to work in tandem.
Yes.
You know, so, you know, they're both necessary and they'll both get there. And, you know, it's I was just geeked out yesterday watching it.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I mean, that's just me. Next up tonight, we've got the Pentagon getting involved in AI. And I guess my question is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Right now, the intelligence quota in the Pentagon is pretty low because they're too busy being woke.
So saying artificial intelligence might be better than the intelligence we have?
I don't trust them with AI. Let's put it that way.
I agree. And that's, you know, when you look at what they're doing, now this is the Pentagon, and as Diane said, this is the woke Pentagon, right? So they want to use AI to help humans make faster, clearer decisions for our military. I'm not sure I trust the AI. I don't trust the current Pentagon, and I'm not sure I trust the AI.
But they want to leave the ultimate decisions to U.S. Central Command in the hands, in other words, of the woke people in the military. I don't trust AI in the Pentagon as it is now.
First of all, the Pentagon has a problem. I mean, when you look at who's running the Pentagon, and you look at people like General Milley Vanilli.
Yeah.
I don't trust their decision-making. I just don't. Okay, when they're too concerned about being woke and trans-neutral and they're worried about, you know, having too many white people in the middle. Yeah, I'm sorry. You lost my trust factor there. Then you look at the AI end of it. AI is already learning to lie. So if AI is lying to a bunch of woke nonsense people, how accurate and fast are we going to be able to make decisions?
Also, AI is doing things now that were not programmed into it.
It's that might
actually
be an issue.
Learning on its own.
Yeah.
And that's very, very dangerous.
Yeah, we've seen that in the movies.
Forget the movies. The reality of it, there was an AI unit, if you want to call it, that was not programmed for a certain language. It learned the language on its own.
Yeah.
That's very dangerous.
Yeah. And you know, if it's doing stuff like that, you know, and I talked about that on the air on Tuesday night show a little bit, but if it's doing stuff like that, what else is it doing that we don't know?
And the main problem is right now, somebody still has to program AI, and I don't have confidence in the people that are doing the programming at this point in time because of who they are. They're mostly on the left side of the aisle. There are a lot of woke people, a lot of computer geeks, if you will. Not the greatest brain pool here.
Well, and let me kind of relate this to the future of our space program, okay? Right now, today, we've got rovers and a little helicopter on Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and part of the problem with having those things there, and let's talk about the rover specifically, okay? We have to send the rover a command to move a certain distance in a certain direction.
Right.
It takes 13 minutes or so for that signal to reach the rover. So then it does its thing. It gets to that point. It sends data back. That takes another 13 minutes to get back. So every time you try to command the thing to move 6 feet, it takes, you know, at least a half an hour, 45 minutes to get the thing, you know. And You're doing that based on what you see photographically, okay? And so, and I know the people that look at these pictures are really, really, really good at what they do. But if you had a human there driving the rover, you'd be able to make those decisions instantly. Okay, there is no substitute for an actual thinking human.
You know. No, there isn't. But there is also some logic in the fact that you have a mechanism making decisions that are not based on emotions, whimsy, hearsay, but are making decisions based on logic and facts. So it's a twofold kind of situation. There has to be a way to temper the two together. And at this point, the only people really heavily into AI is Google. I mean, it's just not ready yet. It's a technology that we need. It's a technology we will eventually rely on. But I don't think we're ready for it yet. Not with the way things are going at this point.
You know, you make a really good point when you say that the machine is not reliant on emotion or, you know, anything that has to do with that. But can we say that for certain? Because when the machine learns to lie, when it learns to propagandize, is it really giving us the straight story? And that's one of the questions I have.
No, it's giving
a biased view.
It's giving a biased view, but that view has been sort of tampered with by the person that originally programmed it.
Yeah, how do we know?
We're not ready for this yet. We're on the cusp of it. But there has to be some very, very strict guidelines. And I think the only people that should be involved in this are true scientists, physicists, those kind of people. I don't think generals should be involved in this. And politicians and the governments needs to stay the hell out of it completely.
Government agencies, politicians, military generals, because we know they run hot and cold. And when you get Google, you know, as the primary driver of artificial intelligence, you got a real problem right there, you know, because they're going to try and angle whatever artificial intelligence they control to their ideology.
These things need to be programmed independently without any kind of bias, without any kind of emotional input put into them. And we're not at that technology yet. Well, and I would hate to see AI in the hands of our woke Defense Department.
Oh, I know. Now, let me ask you another question that I don't know that anybody has the answer to at this point. What keeps AI... Or what makes AI unhackable?
It's not unhackable. Don't let anyone fool you.
There's another problem, right?
Right. Right. It's absolutely hackable. It takes almost someone, you know, a genius in this kind of field. But I hate to tell people, but anything is hackable.
You could plant a virus in there that would screw it up. You could actually hack into it and make it do things.
A program, you could put a program in that counters what it has been programmed to do. There's all sorts of things that can go wrong at this point. We have the technology, but it's not in the hands of the right people right now. This belongs in the science and alone.
Technologically, it's kind of like the live end of a fire hose that nobody's holding on to. It's just going in all sorts of different directions right now, and nobody seems to be able to figure out what to do with it.
Right.
You know.
And it's in too dangerous of hands, and the last thing we need is the government involved in this. They need to stay the hell out of anything to do with AI.
I don't even want our side of the political spectrum ideologically involved in
the government in general. This needs to be in the hands of the scientists, the experts. There can be no politics involved in this.
Okay, so in the minute we have left in this segment, let me pose another question.
Okay.
I agree with you that it needs to be in the hands of scientists. How do we trust the scientists? Because we've all seen now scientists, use your air quotes, being bought off when it comes to the COVID-19 vaccine. I'm not done. And the climate scientists being bought off. How do we know scientists that would wind up in charge of this couldn't be bought off too?
I'm not talking about those kind of scientists, okay? Most of them are political hacks. Anyone that goes along with the climate change nonsense is a hack as far as I'm concerned. It's the weather folks.
Yeah.
I'm talking about hardcore theoretical scientists. Those are the people that need to be in control of this.
I agree, but I worry.
Anybody else.
I agree, but I worry about it because everybody's got their price. You know. Well, you know, we're not the only ones that are developing AI. I mean, China's working on it. You know, Russia's working on it. Are they going to program their AI to attack our AI and find ways into our AI to corrupt our AI? I mean, this is a whole new world.
It's a whole new world, and that's why it's very important that we get back to the moon and on our way to Mars. He who controls space controls the world. That was said quite a few years ago. It holds true today, especially today. Can you imagine if Russia or China developed AI before us to the degree that they can implement it in space?
Yeah.
We cannot allow that to happen. We need to go forward with AI, but it has to be in the hand of the theorists, the theoretical scientists, totally out of hands of our military, totally out of the hands of our government.
I mean, these are the questions and the responses, what you're hearing right now, folks. These are the things that nobody else is bringing up. Yeah, everybody's saying, well, you know, AI can be dangerous, but they're not giving you these types of examples.
Right.
You know, and that's something right now you're only getting from Right Side Patriots.
Yeah. Well, that's because, you know, I was brought up in math and science, and I've known about this kind of stuff for years.
Yeah,
I don't mean the level to do anything with it. I'm talking about I knew these things were on the horizon. And you could see just the little increments that have happened, like Google being involved in this. Yeah. That's going in the wrong direction.
Completely. 100% opposite direction of where it should be.
Yes. Yes.
You know.
Yes. People always ask me, I get into arguments sometimes with people on Facebook about, you know, my lack of religious indoctrination.
Yeah, you and me both.
And it's because I was brought up in science and math. I was brought up in theories, in provables, in tangibles. In dogma.
You know.
So I have always, always been interested in this stuff from when I was a little kid.
And
so you could see it coming. When you were a young kid and you're reading scientific journals, there's a reason for that.
Right. You know, and this is why, you know, Diana and I are going to keep an eye on this. We're going to keep updating things. Mm-hmm. You know, as, you know, more of this stuff comes along. And somewhere in the not-so-distant future, we're going to do an entire Friday show on the AI and the problems and possible solutions. So,
absolutely.
You know, keep that in mind. We're past our bottom of the hour, so let's take the break. We've still got a segment to go. We're going to be talking about jobless claims and DeSantis versus Disney coming up in the final segment of the show tonight. So stay with us. There's more Right Side Patriots after this.
You're listening to Right Side Patriots Radio, the best in conservative commentary, news, and talk, where we do away with the politically correct nonsense and give you the politically direct truth. This is the home of Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern with Craig Andreessen and Diane Sorey. We're working to make this country great again from the right and leaving puddles of melted snowflakes on the left. Thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots, your best bet on the internet.
You're listening to RSPRadio1.com.
Hi, guys. Diane Sorey from The Patriot Factor on thepatriotfactor.blogspot.com, where I found a home base 7 years ago after becoming one of Facebook's longtime Facebook felons, or so I've been told by the Facebook gods. On my blog, you will find not only my articles, but our Right Side Patriots investigative reports, as well as stories and links to and from well-known writers and bloggers, plus what I call almost daily memes, my snarky take on news of the day. And for more great takes on the issues of the day, check out the National Patriot at thenationalpatriot.com, where you can read Craig's insight into all the current news happenings. And join us both on Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. EST at rspradio1.com.
Welcome back to Right Side Patriots on rspradio1.com. Craig Andreessen at the National Patriot, Diane Sorey at the Patriot Factor. If you miss any part of tonight's show, and we hope you don't, but if you do, go to rspradio1.com tomorrow morning, click the podcast button, take your choice, this show or any of the others.
Right.
Okay, Diane, so I figured it out during the break. We don't trust the government. We don't trust Google. We don't trust the current military. We don't trust half the scientists that are out there. But I figured out the perfect entity to take control of artificial intelligence.
What?
Your new kitten. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? The kitten would push it off the shelf and it would break. I mean, what's the worst that could happen?
I don't know, but my new little kitten is possessed. She's only 8 weeks old now. But you show her something once, and that's all you need to show her. She's really smart. It's kind of scary.
That thing may be controlled by AI, too. We don't know for sure.
That's true. Yeah.
And she thinks she's half flying squirrel, from what I understand, so.
Oh, she's beyond flying squirrel. She's all the way into jet propulsion now.
Oh, man. Yikes. Oh, goodness. Hey, the jobless claims are coming in higher than expected. You know, and that doesn't come as a surprise to you or I or, you know, most of our listeners. And here's something else kind of in combination with that should come as no surprise to people. The layoffs are stacking up. We're hearing more and more companies, big companies, announcing bigger and bigger layoffs.
Yeah, in fact, the recent numbers actually show that for the week ending April 15th, the jobless claims rose by 5,000 to 245,000, meaning a half a million new people are jobless. But Biden said the economy's going great.
Well, yeah, I was just going to ask you about that. I just heard him the other day talking about how grand our economy was.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, in fact, these new claims that have been over 240,000 or higher have now happened in the past five of the past seven consecutive weeks. That's very, very bad.
Yeah, that's not a good trend. I mean, if you're looking at economic trends and you want to gauge maybe future expansion of your own business, maybe you're thinking about opening a business, becoming an entrepreneur yourself, you know, so you want to look at the trends and you want to see how the economy is going to know if your new business idea or your expansion of your current business has a shot of paying off. These are not the type of trends that you want to see.
No, especially the rumor mill has it that the Fed is ready to do another rate hike again.
Yeah, and you know, still trying to control inflation. It's not working. I hate to tell them it's not controlling inflation. You know, and now Biden's got this goofy plan for home mortgages that actually penalizes people that have good credit and makes those people with good credit pay for people with bad credit that default on their loans, which to me seems ass backwards.
Right. Absolutely backwards. Not only that, the economy in March, just last month, only added 236,000 jobs. That's the lowest gain since December of 2020. And here it is. They've added those amount of jobs, and yet more people are jobless.
Yeah, so
it doesn't make sense. The numbers don't make sense.
Let's compare those numbers, shall we? How many people got new jobs? What was that number you just gave?
236,000.
Okay, so 236,000 people got new jobs, yet the jobless claims rose by 245,000.
Exactly.
It seems to me, and I'm not using Common Core math, and maybe that's my problem, but it seems to me that there are more people out of work or getting out of work or becoming out of work than there are people that are going to work. That doesn't bode well for the GDP.
And not only that, some of the biggest companies are the ones that have been laying off people. And those include Amazon, Apple, Meta Platforms, Lyft, Facebook, Google, IBM, and Twitter. They're letting workers go, and they're some of our biggest companies, if you will. Now, this is not a good economy, folks, no matter what Biden or Medusa, otherwise known as LaPierre, say.
You know, I have a bad feeling that the economy isn't what Joe Biden says it is. Maybe I'm being overly pessimistic. Maybe I'm being overly cynical, but I don't think that guy knows what he's talking about. Maybe it's just me.
Cynical. We can state that as fact.
maybe it's just me. I don't know.
Well, and something else that doesn't bode well is they expect unemployment to rise within the next few months up to 4.6%. In fact, more towards the end of the year. That's a rise from the current 3.5%. That's a big jump. That's 1.1% jump in unemployment.
That's going to hit hard. That's going to hit the economy hard. You know, and yet, Karine Jean-Pierre and Biden and that whole crew and the regime, they keep telling us, no, we're not in a recession. We're not going into recession.
We've been in a recession.
I mean, nothing screams recession like the numbers we've been quoting here over the last 10 minutes.
How about this projection? Some of the leading economists are predicting that more than 1 million Americans will lose their jobs between now and the end of 2023. And that's very possible. We're at 245,000 now. We could easily make that 1 million by year's end.
That's, I'm not an economic genius, but that doesn't seem to me like an economy that's growing.
No. Numbers don't lie.
You know, we're going to keep an eye on this. You can't help it, you know, because eventually, you know, these problems are going to, you know, along with jacking up the interest rates, mm-hmm. are going to start having an adverse effect on investing.
And the stock market in general.
Right. And then you throw in the issue with banks at this point, and I don't think we've seen the last of those issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this economy is not on stable ground.
Right. No, it's not, and it's getting worse. And I love Dan Bongino's post every day. Like, for example, today is April 21st. And Joe Biden is the worst president in history. He does this every day.
Every day.
And sadly, it's true. We have two worst presidents in history, as far as I'm concerned.
I
Barack
agree.
Hussein Obama and Joe Biden.
Yep. And, you brought up Dan Bongino. Did you hear that he has left Fox News?
No. Yeah. I didn't hear that because I haven't had the news on.
Yeah, he has left Fox News. His last Saturday show was this past Saturday. And,
I know. Yeah. I just thought, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
it has to do with the fox acquiescing to Dominion.
Yeah, and he said they just couldn't come to an agreement, I guess was the way he put it.
Yeah.
You know, and so he's out at Fox. So, you know, we love Dan Bongino, and, you know, there's a guy who stands up and tells it like it is.
Well, I still post him every day on our website on the sidebar. I get him through another thing. I never did him through Fox. I pulled him off his own platform, and we'll keep posting his videos every day.
Yeah, I mean, nobody tells it like it is quite like Dan Bongino, so we're going to stay with that. Finally, on tonight's show, we've got the heavyweight fight of all time taking place in South Florida or Central Florida, wherever you want to call it. It's DeSantis versus Disney.
Okay, but let's set some rumors straight here. Yes, there was a proposal to put a prison next to Disney World because the park is still trying to get at DeSantis and push for a total LGBTQ agenda. However, DeSantis made a joke about putting a park there. He was not the one that proposed it.
Right.
Just somebody on Twitter or one of the social media platforms said, hey, maybe it would be a good idea, keep them in line, put a prison there. This was not DeSantis's idea.
Right, but, you know, DeSantis was at some speaking engagement the other day, and of course the question came up, you know, how's it going with Disney? And DeSantis said, look, you know, there's a lot of land there that's owned by Disney, and there's a lot of land that's not owned by Disney. And he said, you know, we're looking at some of that land that's not owned by Disney, and who knows what you know, eventually will be done with that. It might be this, it might be that, it might be the other thing. And then he said, and some people have even suggested putting a prison there. Now, when he said that, of course, the liberal media jumped all over it. DeSantis says he's putting a prison there. Well, that's not what he said. He never said that.
No, his exact quote of what he said at that conference were, if you look at this whole special district, Walt Disney Corporation obviously owns a lot of it, but the district owns other lands. Now, people are like, what should we do with that land? People have said, maybe create a state park, maybe try to do more amusement parks. Someone even said, maybe you need another state prison. Who knows? This was a man that had posted on one of the social media platforms, hey, put a prison there, keep everybody in line. This was not DeSantis's idea. And when I saw this crap on Facebook today, especially by certain only Trumpers to try to discredit DeSantis, you have made yourselves look like fools, because this was not Ron DeSantis' idea.
All they're doing is quoting the liberal mainstream media.
Exactly.
You know, so if you want to back Trump by quoting the liberal mainstream media, you feel free to do so, but you're making fools of yourselves. You know, I mean,
big fools.
The interesting thing about this is not what's going to go on certain parcels of land. The interesting thing about this story is Disney still thinks they can beat DeSantis and get their district back and control their own government, have their own autonomous government within the state of Florida. It's not going to happen.
Right. It's not going to happen. There'll be, you know, wrangling back and forth, but the state of Florida is going to win, because simply, why should Disney be treated any different than any other corporation?
Right. I mean, Burger King doesn't have their own government.
No. Universal, who's, you know, Disney's competitor, they don't have their own.
Right.
I mean, this is not what Walt Disney wanted. He wanted a family-oriented park, along with Celebration, which is a Disney-owned town. They've actually built a town beautiful homes, schools, whatever. Disney wanted a family point, center point where you can go to, you could live there, you could just vacation there. He'd never, in his wildest dreams, imagined his pride and joy going woke.
I mean, this is nuts.
Totally nuts.
Disney has lost total control over their faculties. If they think that making Disney a woke park is going to be so inclusive that people just come from everywhere to be a part of it, they're crazy. They're crazy.
There isn't enough men pretending to be women and women pretending to be men to fill it up.
I mean, you know, Disney's always had some of that going on. I mean,
and that's okay.
You know, if you've ever seen Disney on Ice, you know what I'm talking about. But to outwardly promote this as this is the new Disney, you're only hurting the Disney brand.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what it is. Yeah. You know, people are going to quit going to Disney movies. They're going to quit going to Disney parks. They're going to quit buying Disney merchandise. You know, this is going to hurt the whole brand. And yeah. Why do that? Why alienate, you know, and this goes to, you know, some things that I've written in the past. You know, the trans community in this country is less than 1% of the population. Why alienate the other 99%?
Because you have to have division. You have to have everybody diversity. You've got to embrace diversity and equity and this and that. You know, in a couple of hundred years from now, and when we're over this stuff and you look back at this time period, you're going to say, what the hell were we thinking?
What was wrong with those people?
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine Marvin the Martian coming down, looking around at what's happening and going, take me back to Mars? I mean, this is ridiculous.
Forget Marvin. I'm trying to reach my own people on my home planet to get me the hell out of here.
I mean, this is really gone too far. You know, and we've got to start with the basic premise that the Democrats can't even describe what a woman is.
They can't define the term.
They can't define the term. Men, I'm sorry, folks. If you hear of a man who's had a baby, what that is a woman pretending to be a man who was too afraid to get rid of her female parts, which still makes her a female because her DNA is still that of a female.
Right.
I mean, this whole stuff has got out of control.
Well, and Disney's out of control, and that's the problem here. You know?
And you know when it started, Craig? You're not going to, and it's not, I'm not going to say, you know, with the Trayvon Martin. No. This nonsense started when we allowed the first statue to be pulled down.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like, well, you know, let's see if we can get away with this. And then if we do, we can get away with anything. And And that's what's happening. You know, they're trying to turn society upside down by forcing people, by bullying people into believing things that simply aren't true. You know, men cannot become women and women cannot become men. I mean, scientifically, it's impossible.
Right. You have to change someone's DNA, their genetic code. We cannot do that. So everything is play acting. It's pretending.
You know, now,
and you know the worst thing I heard? Utah, for the Miss America pageant, they couldn't pick a real woman. They're sending a trans man, trans woman, whatever you want to call it.
Right. You know, I mean you can't.
This is ridiculous.
If you're a woman in this country today, sorry, ladies, but you're no longer needed. You're no longer necessary because you're going to be replaced. The liberals that used to say they stood for you have turned their backs on you.
Yeah. And where are all the women's livers? You know, they're not standing up for women anymore. They're standing up for he's, pretending to be she's.
Well, but I mean, you know, and I've said this for a long time. If you don't have victims, liberalism would not survive. So where they can't find real victims, they're more than willing to manufacture victims, and that's what they're doing now.
Exactly. And Ron DeSantis,
you know,
is leading the charge against this nonsense.
Well, and all Ron DeSantis is doing, and let's be perfectly honest with this, all he's doing is saying, well, you know, this is Florida. You know, we're going to go with common sense.
Right.
I mean, that's really what he's...
There's a reason we're now the number one state in the country and why more people are coming here. But like I have said from the beginning, everybody is welcome in Florida, but leave your leftist bullshit back where you came from.
You know, and if you think I'm making it up about liberals manufacturing victims, look at the LGBTQ. They've now added IA plus to that. The hell that is.
It's an addition, you know, instead of a jar of mayonnaise, maybe now you could be a jar of Miracle Whip. I don't know. It's so stupid. It's,
those are the kinky trans people.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
You know, but I mean, every time they add a letter to that list, it means they've manufactured another category of quote-unquote victims.
Right.
You know, and pretty soon they're going to have the whole alphabet eaten up. So
it's just ridiculous. We've gotten out of control, folks, and we need to get back to common sense and logic. We're missing logic anymore. We're missing common sense. We're missing reality.
We should have seen this coming when the Biden nuclear energy guru dude in a dress was stealing luggage and wearing the clothes in, you know, to public affairs that he had stolen from the... I mean, we should have known at that point that we were in for a rough ride.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, this has nothing to do with gay people. This has to do with people pretending to be something they're not.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're trans and you're listening tonight, good for you. You know, if you want to pretend you're something you're not, that's your business. If I choose not to go along with you, that's my business.
Exactly. And Ron DeSantis has taken that stand. He's not going along with it. Most of us in Florida support him in that. And this is ridiculous. It's gotten ridiculous in this country. You go out of Florida, where things are more sensible here, and you go to certain parts of this country, and I can't believe this is the same country as 20, 30 years ago.
I know. You know, and as bad, as quickly as it has gotten to the point it is now, think what happens if it goes unchecked from here on out.
Well, if we could take back the presidency, which I'm not 100% sure we will do, but if we can, that change will start on day one.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of the future, what do you have coming up for an op-ed next week?
2024 is ours to lose, basically.
Okay, and I've got idiots versus the hard, cold truth.
Right, right.
Okay, both
That's
of those.
Not my title, folks, but it's pretty close. You get the idea of what I'm doing.
You know, both Diane's op-ed, my commentary, will both be published on Monday. We'll cover them on the show Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm. We're going to ruffle some feathers, both of us.
I expect I'm going to piss some people off.
Yeah, you might piss them off more than I do, but they're going to go, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean,
I'll piss off the only Trumpers.
Well, yeah. You know, and I guarantee you, I will have people that think I'm a cold, heartless bastard.
True.
You know, but not completely. No, I'm getting there. But read the whole commentary, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
He happens to be right in what he's going to be saying on Monday.
Diane, you and I have run out of time for tonight's show.
And it's the weekend. Yay!
Yeah!
Okay. So with that, I say nighty-night.
Folks, you have yourselves the best weekend you can possibly have, and Diane and I will catch up with you with Right Side Patriots again next Tuesday. Bye-bye.